This is Dr. Madeline Frank with part two of your 1 minute musical radio show for September 2015. Beginning on your first day of school, in the first minute of your class, what can listening to Mozart symphonies in the background of your classroom do for your students? Mrs. S. says, "For 10 years, I have had my 5th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade math students listening to Mozart symphonies in the background. They perform better on tests and quizzes while listening to Mozart symphonies in the background." Mrs. C. says, "I have taught all grades from 7th grade through high school and taught math from arithmetic and business math through calculus in the Colorado public schools." She says, "The students asked for music in class. I told them I would play only Mozart. At first they objected, but soon decided they liked the music because it made them feel better and able to focus more on their lessons. Consequently, not only did the grades get better, so did the discipline. Then the students began requesting Mozart." Dr. Anne Savin, a Welsh 7th grade science teacher, taught challenging students who had behavioral, emotional, and special educational difficulties. She said, "I came into the classroom, put the tape on before the pupils came in. As usual, I heard them roaring down the corridor, but instead of charging in, they stopped at the door and walked in. I told them quietly what I needed them to do. They were silent and went and did it." Her notes from that class: no one spoke, quarreled, asked to borrow anything, wanted to go to the toilet for the whole lesson. I have not had such a relaxed lesson ever. When the head teacher popped in to see how things were going, he was amazed. In the next 5 months, she continued playing Mozart symphonies in the background of her classroom, and her students were cooperative, calm, relaxed, and improved their coordination and were able to complete the work she set before them. Mrs. J. has 4 children, ages 23, 20, 16, and 12, who have been listening to Mozart and other classical music while doing their homework after school since March of 2005. She has seen them become more focused and relaxed, finishing homework quicker, with more accuracy, which has led to higher grades. Her oldest has graduated university with honors and is in graduate school. Her second oldest is in college, and her other 2 children are honor students in the public schools. On your first day of school, your first minute of class, have your Mozart symphony playing in the background of your classroom before your students walk in, so your students can concentrate, focus, and calmly work on their classwork, just like Mrs. Savin's students, Mrs. C's students, Mrs. S's students, and Mrs. J's children while they were working on their homework after school.